here to speak to you about this project. Kurt Pfeife called me to come to talk to you about this project, and it's very nice. Well, before we start, I would like to ask you to forget about the project name, okay? This Linux registry, from the Windows registry. This is just a startup name, just to give people, you know, the idea what is the project. But it's completely, the design of this software is completely different from what the Windows registry is. Actually, I think the Windows registry is a good idea with a very bad implementation. So here we try to solve this stuff. So, okay, if we think about the desktop, many nice things happened in the evolution of the desktop, of what we know today as the desktop. Like we have cool things like VCOP, we have XML, RPC, Corbin, all this nice stuff being used by modern desktops. But the underlying operating system, it's still the same. It's still as it was designed like 30 years ago. I'm not talking about advanced features inside the Linux kernel or stuff like that, but the way the system is designed and the logistics of the system and the organization of the system, it's still the same since before I was born. I have 30 years old and it's the same since before I was born. So how far can go on a pretty cool desktop as KDE without evolving also the underlying operating system? Okay. We cannot have a good desktop for any user without making changes and evolving the underlying operating system and all these configuration files and all this stuff. Well, everybody knows this. Everybody knows this. Who knows this? Who knows what it is? Whoever edited this configuration file? Is that nice? Do you think it's good?
No.
Yes. I think it's okay. Look, when you use VI, you have to use VI to edit this file, right? This is the X configuration file. You have to use VI to edit this file. It's very nice. It's very well formatted. I mean, you know, all these tabs and stuff. But the point here is that it was designed for human beings. Okay. Human beings, only human beings can edit this file. A program cannot go inside this file and change it. So this is very hard to programs to integrate themselves. It's very hard to, like, if you install a new mouse on your system that has a different, I really like it from yesterday, that mobile microphone. Let's see what. If you change your mouse, if you put another mouse in your system, the mouse driver cannot come in this file, simply edit the mouse protocol to, I don't know, to PS2 instead of IMPS2. This is a real mouse. You cannot do that because it's very hard. It's very difficult to package software that integrates themselves through their configuration files. Just to let you know, I think configuration files are the soul of the software. If you take the software binaries, they are only the body. You can have the same binaries working bad or working good with only changing the configuration files. So the configuration files of each software, they make this software work as they must work. And every software on an open source distribution, like X Windows or KDE or GNOME or Samba or Apache, all these softwares, they have very different configuration files. So if I'm a system administrator, I have to know all these formats, which is not so difficult because they explain themselves. But again, they were designed for human beings, not for computers to go and change them automatically. And in each distribution, they have different locations. this is what I have in my Fedora computer. That file in my Fedora 2 computer. In other distributions, it can have a different file name. Okay, so what is the Linux Registry project? Okay, just again, this name will change soon, very soon. Like in 1 or 2 months, it will be switched to another cool name, and the license will change also from LGPL to something like BSD. It's a task force, more than a software, it's a task force to build an integration ecosystem. Because after 10 years using Linux and Unix, I had to face it that Linux, I think Linux is not really, really well integrated. It has very good pieces of software, but all these pieces, they are not really, really integrated. When you think about Samba with Conqueror, or Apache with, I don't know, some other part of the operating system. It tries to introduce a universal and global key value pair namespace for keys, okay, key names. Instead of having configuration files, text, human readable configuration files, you have a sort of database, hierarchical database of keys and values. It has an API, a very good API to access it. Actually, this is the software, it's the API. And it's manageable by regular command line tools like VI or CP or grep or find or whatever. Something very important, it has no dependencies. It's different from gconf, for example, that has dependencies. Registry doesn't have dependencies. It depends only on C library. And it's very lightweight, and it's portable to any operating system because it's POSIX. And it's available, this is also very important, it's available everywhere, anytime, for any program, even to this little program that, if you don't know, this program is the first program that runs on your computer when you boot Linux, as being named. When this program runs, you don't have a network, you don't have OS service, you don't have nothing. So even for this program, Linux registry can provide its configuration. So what the registry is not, it's not something like, it's not a GUI program like Yast or like Debian or like LinuxConf or the Red Hat dash something programs. Okay? It's not for end user use. It's something to be underlying all these higher level configuration GUIs. Okay? It's not a client server software, again, it's just a library. It's not an OS service that can become unavailable. This is from the Windows registry. Okay? The Windows registry, the biggest problem of the Windows registry is that when you have some problem with the Windows registry, you lost all your system, all the soul of your system. So by design, Linux registry doesn't have this issue. It was designed to not have this issue. Okay? It's not a client for SQL databases because, again, sometimes when you boot your system or over a network, sometimes you don't have a SQL database to access. So it will not depend on a SQL database. And it's not an alternative to networking information system like LDAP or NIS. It's only for local text configuration files. It's to substitute local text configuration files. So this is our configuration file, part of it, actually. So what we have here, as we said, it was made for human brains. You need human brains and eyes to understand it. If you want to make a program, a software that goes inside this file, look at it and tries to change it, it's very hard. You have to make a configuration file compiler. Am I right? Am I right or not? I'm right, right? I think I'm right. You need a manual. Like if you want to set up some advanced options here to the mouse or to your graphic your new NVIDIA graphic board, you need to read all the manual to see all the options. Because this is how Axiomers understand its configuration. And obviously you need VI, which is definitely terrible, not for us, but for people that want to use Linux but cannot use it. Because they don't know how to set up simple things like Samba or Apache or X-Windows. Like, I remember I went to a barbecue with some old friends of the university, and I said, oh, I'm using Linux. And in the first year I was using Linux, like, and he said, oh, so you are using Linux. Well, there are some guys who work with me that I laughed at him because after, I think, 2 weeks he could make the mouse work. Yeah. But simply because he didn't know how to change this file. So how about this? Instead of this human readable text file, we could have a tree of keys, a hierarchical. This is the same as this. Okay. So what we have here is the option we have here, and instead of this we have this, and this is under the X3 configuration tree. Can you listen to me without a microphone? Right. So I will leave this.
Yes, but just slightly speak up. It's worth it.
What?
Speak up, just a little.
Okay, okay. I'll try to speak loud. Okay, so this tree, instead of this human readable text.
You should use the microphone because the webcast people don't get it.
Oh, yes. Okay. Streaming.
Okay, you're right. So each information bit is easily accessible, not for you guys, but for programs. Okay? This is not for you guys, not for human beings, but for programs. And if programs can access each information, each configuration bit here, it will be easier to make higher level configuration problems, like YAST, or like, I don't know, like xconfig, stuff like that. Again, understandable by any program, without having to re-implement a configuration file compiler, which is very hard to do, and ready for use. Okay, so let's have a look into the key trees, okay? We have basically two key trees, okay? The system and the user trees. If I log in as user Luciana, I will see the user tree. But if I log in as a user Valeria, I can access Luciana's key with this name, user double, I don't know how to call it, column. Column, Luciana. So it's global, it's universal. It's not designed only for user space configuration, but only for system-wide configuration, as you will see soon. The system tree is physically stored under this directory. The user something tree is stored in each user home directory. It's not centralized. It's not the system keys and the user trees are not centralized. And the user tree is a shortcut to the current user tree. Okay. So if I'm logging in as Adiran, I will use this tree, but I can call it by this shortcut. Okay. Let's have a look inside the system tree. This is a regular system tree. We have here a subtree called software, SW. And here we'll put higher level software configurations and state. And here, in this first level, we have very base operating system configurations. Like the file system, instead of fsdev, we can have these three here that I will show you later with more detail. The groups on the system, instead of /etc/group. The users on the system, instead of /etc/password. Network information instead of /etc/sysconfig/network configurations and IDs for each network interface. This tree is very nice. This is the inventory of the hardware we have in the system. So this is instead of Kudzu, for example, Kudzu hardware database. The user tree, it's something like this. It also has a software subtree for user preferences of higher level software. And something like an environment tree for setting environment guards like path or alias or stuff like that. Well, this is some examples of key names. This is a key name. This is how programs access the information they want. So this first key is like the device. The value is something like that. It's the device for the boot file system. Okay. Instead of resolve.conf, we can have this key here. This is something like a phone number for AOL ISP. This is a key for for LS areas, something like that. Okay. And this is how I'm not Valeria. I can access Valeria keys using this name. Obviously, Valeria must give me access permissions to access these keys. Okay, and we'll see that we can access each key by its permission. We can access some, we cannot access some others. And something I would like to show you here. This little dot here makes this entire subtree like commented, hidden. So the default behavior of the library, it will be to not retrieve subtrees that have a dot starting in the name. Okay, this is very unique stuff. Like the dot files inside the home directory, they are hidden. So keys like this that has a dot here will be hidden too. Anyway, who wants to access Microsoft Network? Anyway. You can retrieve these keys using some special options, okay? But the default behavior is to not retrieve them, okay? So you can retrieve them, but the default behavior is to not retrieve them. So if you're using a configuration editor, so you know, that goes to every detail of your configuration tree, you can retrieve them easily. This is just, we just standardize that if you have a dot, it's hidden. It's like the dot files. If you make ls without any special option, it will not show these files. Okay, so let's have a look. What is a key? The key has many, many properties. Okay, it has a name. This is the name of the key. It has a value. This is the value, for example. It has a value type like string or binary or type like this. It has a user domain or owner. This is the domain owner. This is the owner of this key, it's Valeria. Again. Okay. It has description like this is the password, the shadow password for user root, something like that. A comment. Like comments in configuration files for human beings to read. It has like pretty much as regular files, it has user and groups. Access permissions, the dot says if it's active or inactive, and it has like pretty much as configuration files, access times, okay? Access and change times. So, the utopia here, what we are trying to make is a generic framework, a cross-platform framework for all platforms. So if you have here Unix, Linux, BSD, and all these nice guys we like, thank you very much. Great. So here we have many platforms. Windows, which we love, right? Apple and whatever. So the idea here is to make this. To put the registry API namespace here with many backends. Obviously in Windows we can use the Windows registry. So then we can come here with cross and non-cross platform software like Apache, for example. Apache is very close cross platform software. Plug it here in Windows and in Linux and in Windows and in Apple and whatever. And instead of using its own configuration files, text configuration files, it will use keys with same name inside the registry namespace. Like system software httpd site1.com/document. Okay. Well, some comparisons with Gconf. This is, I really like to show this stuff to you guys. This is Gconf dependencies. You guys know Gconf, right? Can we use it on KDE? Can we use this stuff on KDE? Very bad, right? That's terrible. We don't want to make KDE depend on Orbit or, I don't know, Gmodel and Gleap and all these known libraries. KDE will be a sub-project of Go, right? We don't want that. So this is the register. This is not by accident. These dependencies, they are not by accident. This was designed to be to have only these dependencies, which is the most essential dependencies a program or any software can have on a system. It's only dependent on libc. Here in GNOME, you see these libraries here under /usr/lib, and here and here. All these libraries may not be available when the system boots, because the USR may not be mounted. Instead of here, we only have dependencies on /lib. So this little program can use keys on the registry instead of using the /etc/initab. Okay. Everybody knows what this program do? Pretty much, right? This is the first program that your system runs. When this program runs, you don't have file systems mounted. You don't have network. You don't have OS services. All this stuff. Registry. It's a simple library. It's not a daemon as gconf or the Windows registry. So if it's not a daemon, so we don't have a single point of failure. So every program that wants to use it will link to it and will use it, will access keys inside his environment, his running space. If it's not a daemon, I cannot harm the entire registry system or the entire soul of my operating system, making the registry daemon, which does not exist, to be very busy. I cannot do that because it's a library, it's not a daemon. There is no communication protocol. This is a lot of fat. Okay, to make a communication protocol to access keys, it's a lot of fat, and it's not secure because if you have a communication protocol, because there is no exact way to know if you are root, if you are not root, which user you are. There's no way to make a very good authentication. By the way, there is no single line of security inside the registry. There is no single line of security because all security is handled by the operating system. Which is very good, because there's no better security than the operating system. We are not reinventing security here. It's all here, not reinvented. Okay. It's clean and versatile. Okay, so let me show you a little bit of what we can do about administration.
Wouldn't it be possible to directly integrate it into libc once it's made sure enough?
Yes. I will show you that later. There are two guys in Canary Islands in Spain that are doing exactly that. They are changing the libc, they are patching C library to make it, instead of reading FSTEP, read keys on the registry. And I will show you some projects already running that people already patched some basic software stuff. Okay. So some nice things we can do with RG command. This is the basic administration tool we can use to administrate the key database. We can set a key. What I'm doing here? What I'm doing here, folks? Did you saw me editing XFA86 config in the beginning? Did you saw me do that? Instead of doing that, I could do this. If X3 was port was already patched for registry, I could do simply this. Set the screen resolution for my display on my X3 configuration. Or I can get the mount point for the boot file system. I can export a subtree. This is like my application, global software, global configuration. I can export it to XML. Like to transfer it to another machine or to make a simple backup. I can import an XML tree inside the registry, like, I don't know, 30 keys inside the registry. I can edit with VI or Kate or K-edit an entire subtree. I'll show you that in some moments. I can list, these are pretty much as this and this and these are pretty much as Unix commands. I can list a subtree, I can monitor a key. This is very cool. This is for desktop applications. This is very cool. I can monitor and have notifications on each key I have on my system. Okay. If anything changes. I can remove a key obviously, and something very cool, I can link one key to another. So when I'll change this key here, this key will automatically get changed. This is very cool. Symbolic links. About the import and the export, I can do this, and this is the XML format that we invented to represent keys as XML. Okay. Oh, and by the way, when we talked about XML, not because XML, the registry is completely ready for Unicode and UTF-8 or any other charset. Okay, so we can have in the same tree, we can have keys and key names and key values with, I don't know, in Hebrew, in Portuguese, in English, in German, and whatever. So this is, I have here represented two keys in an XML, in an XML representation. So this is the name of the key, the full name of the key. It's a string key. The user ID is Avidan, group ID it's me again. This is the access modes for the key, and this is its value. If this key had a comment, it would be here. And this is another key. Name, type, user, and value. Okay. And we can also edit it with a regular text editor using Kate, for example. Here I'm issuing this command, rg edit, recursively this subtree with Kate, and this is what I get. In this tree, in this XML representation, what I will add, it will be added. What I will delete, it will be deleted. And what the keys I will change, will be changed. This is very, very powerful. I'll show you. And if you don't want to deal with XML or the command line, we can use this very nice software contributed by, I think, a Russian guy called Gregor Berger, a Russian or from Czech Republic. The Regedy, made with Qt, made with Qt, actually, to repeat key. So here I'm editing my ls alias. This is the value and this is a comment. You can see here this is string type, dates, and access permissions. And it supports undoes and reduces. It's a very nice program. I'll show you in 5 minutes. And if everything goes wrong, if I don't have RG, if I don't have regedit, I can still go into the keys, the key internals, and edit it by hand using VI or edit, if I want.
One question, how is the key database organized? You said it's plain text, is it XML?
It's not XML because if we made it with XML, it will create an lib XML dependency, which is bad.
Yes, of course. Another question,
it's plain text.
If I want to edit those keys directly, because I can, will monitoring still work?
Again?
I edit one key, which another process is monitoring, but
yes.
I edit it not through the RG command, but directly on the file system. Will the monitoring still work?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
It will.
That's good.
Well, the API, what you can do today with the API, okay? We have many, many contributions, and there's a very active community around the Linux registry project, and this is what we can do. We can develop today in C, C++, XML, shell, with the RG command, Ruby, Python, we have bindings for Ruby and Python ready today, and Java. Okay. XML is what I just showed you with RG command. We are waiting for contributions and for bindings for these other languages, PHP, Perl, and any other you can imagine. If you want to contribute, you're welcome. This is the library. Okay, we have only three classes. It's pure C code. Okay, but it's all object oriented. We have three classes: the registry class, the key class, and the key set class. Okay, the key class is like for getting and setting all these key properties. The key set is a linked list of keys. Okay, so just group keys. And the registry class, it's to retrieve and to commit and to make a lot of operations with the entire key database. So the registry class, this is what we can do: commit keys and key set recursively or not. Retrieve and commit keys, monitor keys and key sets. Okay. And create, obviously create keys. The key class, we can get and set all these permissions, we can compare all properties. You can have very fine comparison between keys, like compare two keys and see if this key is exactly like this key, only with the permissions, only with change in permissions. We can test, make a lot of tests, and export XML. The key set class is a limited list of keys. We can insert and append keys and key sets before or after that. We can compare entire key sets. This is pretty cool. This is like you have 100 keys in a key set, and again 100 keys in another key set, and a very similar key set. We can compare it and know what was deleted, what was added, what was all the differences. And this is an overview of the library API calls. Okay, we have something like registry get key to retrieve a key from the database. We have key set compare. We have key set to stream. This will export to XML. Key get string. We will get the value as a string of a key. And we can get the type of the key, the value type. We get the name. Thanks to a guy again from the Canarian Islands, we have DoxyGenet, the entire library. So if you want to go and start to develop today, you have here all the API to browse with a lot of examples. Every API method has a lot of examples, how to code, how to use, explanations, and all this stuff. And also we have man pages for all the API and all the comments. It's a very, very mature project, okay? We have everything needed, and RPMs, everything needed for a production system. So this is the correct ecosystem. We have Regedit, we have NSWitch. NSWitch model is what let us change the way we look for users inside the system. So, changing NSWitch configurations and libraries, we can instead of use the users from /etc/password, we can use users from another database. So we can use a database of users from the Linux registry. Okay. Language bindings and patches being written with from these Canarian guys, Islands guys, for C library. Okay, let's have a little game. So I'll start my terminal here. And I'll do RG ls recursive with values user and with long list. So I have pretty much as an LS type listing. Okay, you see? This is the permissions, this is the user owners, and this is the keys and the values. I can go to system keys and do something like system users avian. This is the keys that define my entry in /etc/password, okay? As you can see, these shadow password keys, I don't have access to them because they are owned by root, okay? Oh, something something nice. This is the other switch. If I'll do finger Aviram, this is my name. This is my name here. Okay? I'll become root. And then I'll make like RG set system users Aviram geckos avi registry. Okay, what I'm doing here, what I just did. So if I make now this, my name changed here. This is the NS name system switch patch. Okay. I'm logging in my machine already with the registry keys. I'm already using the registry keys instead of the /etc/password files and /etc/shadow files. Okay. The regedit program is something like this. Registry editor. This is all RPM software, okay? It's all RPM package. This is my environment here. This is a comment, key comment, like my prompt. This is my the environment variable that sets my prompt. And this is the value. So we have a timeout here. And I'd like to just show you me editing the if I make RG edit user end, I will have VI here to edit the keys. Okay, but I don't like VI, so I can do this. Okay. Then I get Kate. And then I will go here and I will like edit this to PSSSS2, for example, and save it. And I will reload it here. It's here. And PS, whatever it is. I think I have to restart already because it's still. That's soft. Oh, I didn't close it, sorry. So I have to close it. And then the change were applied to the registry database. Then I run it again. Environment here. Here we go. Okay.
Well, if you edit the file without this RG command in between.
It will be changing. It will be changing. Because it's not a daemon. The question was if I edit the file directly without the RG command, if we get a change in the key. Yes, we'll get a change in the key because what RG does is just call the library to rewrite the file. So if I rewrite the file by hand, it will be changed. Okay. Just to finish, this is the end of the demo. I can make more demos for you guys, but the Linux registry is 0.2% software and 99.8% marketing. Okay, not marketing but awareness. We need programs to use it. We need to build an ecosystem because we will only feel the goodness of having our configurations instead of a human being. Human text readable to be a key database. If you get a lot of programs, a lot of software using it. So something we expect it's a registry backend for kconfig or stuff like that. And talk about it, make patches, write your software using it. Yes.
Can you where if you use the system, which might be very interesting, would require the system to be pre-installed on the operating system, right? Would there be a way to use this in your space with some limitations?
I feel the question is if it's possible to use this without having an entire system.
as I'm using it now to log in with like a user database which is ported inside the registry, but everything else was not ported. So you can use you can have applications using it and applications don't use it, not use it.
Now what I mean, it requires to be installed as root right now.
It requires, yes.
Okay, so KDE cannot really use it because it's not available in every operating system.
No, it is. It's just a library. As any software, you have to install it as root.
No. KDE, you don't have to install
it. Oh, okay, you can install it in a subtree. But if you go to a regular distribution, like, you know, all the packages that you get from distributions, they are all root packages. So anyway, you can build it to be installed in different places of the system. You can build it to you can build it the way you want. Okay.
Well, I thought the user files were directly put into the user's home directory, so that should be no problem.
Yes.
Because for accessing the user's home directory, you said you need the same permissions as the system gives you, who has the rights to use that registry.
Yes, yes.
So I don't think it's a problem.
Yes, you, the keys, the user keys will be inside your home directory, inside each user home directory.
Okay.
Well, this is how registry can be used with KDE. Okay, can be a this is not ready. This is I expect somebody to do that. To be a backend for kconfig, to be a backend to kconfig. Okay, and but it, the KDE applications or Qt application, Qt application will use same kconfig API. It will be source compatible, but only the backend will probably move to registry. Just to thank some folks here. I'd like to thank IBM that paid all the travel expenses. This is a personal project. This is not an IBM project. So IBM paid all the travel expenses. They gave me a very good laptop so I can work and code while I'm waiting for flights and go to visit customers and waiting in the airport and stuff like that. And all the registry community, which made a lot of software and made a lot of contributions. So this is it. I really, really, really need you guys to use it and to build an ecosystem, and thank you very much.
Since we started a bit late, there's also still the possibility to ask questions. I think most questions were already asked during his presentations. Are there any questions left?
A little bit. We heard the talk from Matthias yesterday regarding talking about APIs. Perhaps you should not call it SW but software.
Not SW but software.
Yeah.
Okay. Just in the key tree, you mean?
Yeah, right.
Okay, okay.
Just a little.
Okay, thank you.
Have you tested the whole thing? When it's getting big, I mean, when there are thousands and millions of keys inside, have you made performance tests and stuff? Because you say it's text file, so it actually sounds like you have to write the whole file every time again. And
yes, but they are very small text files. Okay, it's not only one text file. There are many, many text files, and like one file per directory, per folder. And you can make improvements to the backend or rewrite the backends, like to make different formats for the text files, or for it can be not only text files, it can be binary files. Actually, the first version of the registry was based on Berkeley. But in one Orkut community, I don't know if who guys here use Orkut. I think about you guys in an Orkut community, many people said that it must be open, it must be text-based. So we rewritten that to text to be open, to be editable by VI and stuff like that. And about performance, this performs good. And you have to think that you will retrieve your configuration files, your configurations, only when your program starts. It's not something that you access every time. It's not like a SQL database that you access every time to make commits, and you read it once from the key database, use it like all the day, and then you close it.
Two more questions, and then we'll have a cloud checking.
Could you show how it's organized in ETC registry on your laptop? I think that would make it clearer how the backend is organized at the moment.
Okay. This is ETC. Can you see? Okay. This is the registry directory. And here we go. It's really very close to how files are organized. The key tree is very close to how a file system is organized. Okay. This is the first backend that was written. A new backend. It's on the oven to make it more not so much as trees, but it will have the same namespace and the same organization.
So it basically will be as fast as file systems for Linux are.
Sorry?
It will be as fast as file systems for Linux are.
We don't have inside registry any code to sort it or to make hierarchical stuff. This is all provided by the file the kernel file system.
Okay. Last question.
May I ask? There are some configuration data that cannot be met on query okay being prepared. So what do you intend to do about that?
Well, if we think to 99% of the cases. They are just keys or something that has a value. Or sometimes it's not something, it's just a value, but it's also associated to some idea. So when I started to design this stuff, I was thinking what cannot go inside the registry. And the only configuration file I can imagine inside is like sendmail.cf. Because it's not configuration, it's a program. It's a configuration, that's a program.
It's clear there are a lot of questions, but we're running quite out of time because we are already in the coffee break, and the next speech is in about 8 minutes. I'm sure Avi is willing to talk about it after the presentation, but I would like to conclude it for now.
I'll be here today and tomorrow, so if you have questions, we can talk later.
Okay.